Shouting from the top of their lungs, women in the southwestern Nigerian town of Owo condemned the recent attack.
Scores of people were killed at a church while the service was going on. Some gunmen came and they killed a lot of people, children, old women, men. And the town has been thrown into mourning since Sunday. That's why we are here. We are here as market women. We are here to commiserate with the people of Owo. We are here to say that enough is enough.
In a region unfamiliar with religious conflict, this grieving husband is facing life as a single father of five. His wife took two of their children to church. Only the boys returned home.
It's just like somebody have two hands and they cut one hand.
Police say the gunmen who attacked the St. Francis Catholic Church disguised themselves as congregants. Streaks of blood still mark the church walls, with undetonated improvised explosive devices on the ground. The local hospital is still treating survivors, but supplies are running low, forcing families to rely on the kindness of strangers. Victims of the attack still coming to terms with what they saw.
They didn't come to steal anything. They didn't come to kidnap anybody, but they just, their own language was that to kill and destroy.
Africa's most populous country has grappled with severe problems of violence and criminality in the north for more than a decade. But millions may be forced to flee Nigeria if the internal conflict moves south. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, as 7 days of national mourning continues. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.